Ephesians chapter 6. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with a promise, that it may be well with you, and that you may live long on the earth. And fathers, do not provoke your children to anger, but nurture them in the discipline and admonition of the Lord. Slaves, be obedient to those who are your masters according to the flesh, with fear and trembling, in singleness of your heart, as to Christ. Not with eye service as men-pleasers, but as slaves of Christ, doing the will of God from the soul, with good will, serving as slaves, as serving the Lord and not men, knowing that whatever good thing each one does, this he will receive back from the Lord, whether he is a slave or a free man. And masters, do the same things toward them, giving up your threatening, knowing that both their master and yours is in the heavens, and there is no respect of persons with him. Finally, be empowered in the Lord and in the might of his strength. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the stratagems of the devil. For our wrestling is not against blood and flesh, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the world rulers of this darkness, against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenlies. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Stand, therefore, having girded your loins with truth, and having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and having shod your feet with the firm foundation of the gospel of peace. Besides all these, having taken up the shield of faith, with which you will be able to quench all the flaming darts of the evil one, and receive the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which Spirit is the Word of God, by means of all prayer and petition, praying at every time in spirit, and watching unto this in all perseverance and petition concerning all the saints. And for me, that utterance may be given to me in the opening of my mouth, to make known in boldness the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in a chain, that in it I would speak boldly, as I ought to speak, but that you also may know the things concerning me, how I am doing. Tychicus, the beloved brother and faithful minister in the Lord, will make all things known to you. Him I have sent to you for this very thing, that you may know the things concerning us, and that he may comfort your hearts. Peace to the brothers, and love with faith from God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Grace be with all those who love our Lord Jesus Christ in incorruptibility.